Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your
what
couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is September 17th, 2012.
And this is episode 75.
Ooh, so what is a wet couple?
I don't know. I really just felt like because we
Do I need to come up with what kind of couple we are every week?
No.
Do I need to do that?
No, because I was in a wet mood.
What? Hi, welcome to a new episode of Valentine Cast. We are 75. It's a nice number. I know.
We finally caught up with
your... We're 3/4 of the way to 100.
I know. We finally caught up with your dad's age.
It's so mean. Don't worry. He won't hear this until he's 75 anyway, so it kind of makes sense.
He won't listen. He won't even listen then. But yeah, so thank you all for listening. Thank you all for, being there for us last week as we were going through the week, and we enjoyed our week with you. And this weekend, today, we want to share some of the things that we may not have shared with you before. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the Valentine
Cast. Hello. We are married. See, well, if they're new, they might not know that.
I know. That's true. We are a married couple that lives in Louisville, Kentucky. And we're geeks at heart.
Nerds.
And we're nerds.
Gamers.
In their head. And we're gamers.
And we're black.
Shh. Don't tell them. God, you can't do that.
Okay. So.
Well, they would have known. Because you know why? Because I would have said, tonight we don't have anybody with us in the chat room. The only people in the chat room right now are me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby.
So the stuff we did this weekend. Friday, we did something really, really fun.
Yep.
Jay got a Groupon.
Yep. I got a Groupon from Groupon. And that Groupon was Groupon. It's almost like saying grope.
It sounds like groper. Like a.
Groper, like a fish.
No, yeah, yeah.
Like yep. Fish. But we got I got a Groupon for us to go to the Louisville Stoneware. Louisville Stoneware is one of the oldest stoneware companies that do clay dishes here in Louisville, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and I think also in America, but
yeah,
America.
It was founded in 1815.
Right.
And they've been making dishes from Indiana and Kentucky clay
for over 100 years.
Almost
200 years. And so we went there. We got a 30-minute tour of how they do.
Which is really interesting.
Yep, how they do it. And we thought we were going to be the only ones taking the tour, which we had hoped. But, end up having probably 8 more people, maybe.
Talkers, too.
And, well, one of them was a talker.
Yeah.
One of them was a talker. And there was that one lady that always asked the question and talking to all the employees and asking us, do we have any Louisville stoneware? And then they want to say, how can we sell this stoneware? You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, really? You know,
they're like asking all this crazy stuff. Or, yep. Like there was this big rack of cups that had this Halloween scene on it.
Right.
And it was right there in front of everybody's faces. And one of them called to a friend, oh, did you see the Halloween cups? I'm like, how could she not see them?
I know.
They're right there.
I know.
But anyway, it was fine. It was a good tour.
It was crazy.
And then after the tour, we did paint your own pottery.
Yep. So we got a $20 credit towards a piece of pottery that we wanted.
Yeah. And
we picked,
Jay couldn't find the piece that he wanted.
Yeah, I wanted to paint a goblet. You know, I wanted a K goblet.
I always want to be different.
I did. And so luckily they had a bunch in the back when we were doing the tour. I spotted some and I asked, you know, can I do a goblet? She's like, let me go see if we can find you one. So she goes back there and she finds a goblet. She whacks and seals the bottom of it with her stamp and wax it. And she brought it out to me. So I got to paint a goblet and you got to paint. What did you paint?
I painted a bowl, like a serving bowl.
Right. And her serving bowl was so beautiful. It had like horses embossed around the tip of it.
Right.
All around it. So she went through meticulously and painted the mane of each horse, the hoof of each horse, the body of each horse, and you did a great job.
Well, we'll see when it comes out. But it was so funny. They're black paint. It looks orange.
Right.
It's hilarious. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
Yeah, and it's something the way that the that it works with the when they what they do to
they
it.
Fire it in the
when
kiln.
They fire it and everything, it does something to it that it makes them it makes it turn the color that it needs to work. I mean, it's awesome. My goblet, I made it like a pirate goblet. So the bottom part is like the ocean and there's fish there. And then the top part has a pirate ship and it says R on the back and I made clouds. And
yeah, Jay went really intricate with his. Mine's just a nice serving bowl.
Well, but it's something that I think I'm going to, you know, I'm going to drink multiple types of liquid out of it, including coffee, because it can do cold. It can do hot.
Drink coffee out of a goblet. That is so hilarious.
I know. I'm going to walk around the office with it and be like, hey, hey, hey. You know. Speaking of they're having an opening of the new hipster place. The New Lou, remember?
Oh, yeah. The New Lou Festival.
New Lou Festival and the new.
Like Louisville needs another hipster area. Yep. Apparently, we do.
So, I'm wondering if Wayne is going to be heading down there to, you know, check it out, the place, and walk through and be like, this is nothing like Frankfurt Avenue. Sorry, Wayne. I forgot your old stomping grounds. You hipster, you. And then also,
I used to be.
Oh, you used to be a hipster?
I used to be a hipster.
Really?
I used to be a black hipster before black hipsters were cool.
How did you, what made you a black hipster? What made you a hipster?
Just, I don't know what I would call a hipster. People wouldn't always, to me, hipsters just think they're cooler than they really are.
Oh, you thought you was pretty cool?
Yeah, I thought I was pretty cool. Eclectic and cool.
So what happened? Did was it me? Did I make you feel like you're not eclectic?
No.
Nah. And then also on Saturday, we went to, we got up that morning. And we had to take care of some business at the bank. And then afterwards, we went to Best Buy.
Yep.
Because I was, you know, looking to see if I can get possibly a deck and some speakers for Black Lightning.
Oh, Black Lightning. I always get spoiled.
But I ended up picking up a deck, and I wasn't going to pay them to install it because I already had an aftermarket deck, and I was going to try to install it myself. So, I did that. I actually got it installed pretty seamlessly. It went pretty well. And it sounds a lot better than what it did before.
Yeah.
And then I ordered some, speakers afterward that I found off of, Amazon, which were a little bit cheaper than what I was going to pay. So, you know, I'm not trying to find something that's going to be like rattling the people next to me or even the people inside, but you know, I like something that's not, you know, rattling, that's busted, because some of those speakers are busted.
I didn't think it sounded that bad, but Jay did.
Well, I mean, that, yeah, we're not gonna talk about what you think sounds bad or not, because you couldn't even tell like when one side of the sound was playing in White Ghost. So he was like, no, it sounds fine. Then he was like, oh yeah, I guess I do hear it. All right. And then on Friday, we also went over to your mom's.
Right.
And why did we go over there?
Because she lured us in with food.
Yeah, she does this.
We tell her that to get to, all right, not to make sure that her kids come over, but to ensure, like, it's a definite, her kids will come over if there's food.
Right.
Yes, we'll come over if there's not food, but it's a guarantee that we'll come over if there's food. So, she lured us over with, cabbage and ham, a honey baked ham. Oh, I would have walked across the ends of the earth with honey baked ham. What else did she have?
She had green beans. She had cabbage. She had squash.
Squash and zucchini, yeah.
Yep, and she had smothered steak.
Yep, that's true, too.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
So, Mom, you can learn me anytime.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm cool with that. It was fun.
It was nice.
So, it was a nice, relaxing weekend. It was good.
Yep.
I enjoyed myself.
And then with that, jump into a little bit of media.
Technology. Okay, we're doing media. All right.
Did I say media?
Yes, you did.
Oh, we're going into technology.
I was like, we're skipping tech.
My mind said media, but my fingers said tech, which is what we normally would do. So, yeah, we're hopping on into tech. With tech, last week, Apple finally came out and announced the iPhone 5.
Yay, snore. I mean, we're definitely getting one. We already ordered it. And, I mean, I like new toys, and this is a big upgrade for us because we didn't have the 4S. We had the 4. Right. So, I mean, it wasn't huge strides. You won't see any phones making huge strides until they come up with something no one's ever even thought of.
Right, right.
So, and people are really expecting Apple to blow them away, but they don't realize how far we've come in terms of smartphones.
Right.
So, I mean, it wasn't exciting, but I'm excited about it.
Right. And the screen is a little bigger. It's a little taller. Mm-hmm. Let me say it that way.
It's taller.
On the same width and
it's faster processor.
Yes, it has the A6 processor. It has
three microphones. Sorry. Yeah. A6 processor where what?
Where our iPhone 4s have the A4 processor. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it has three microphones, so you can record sound better on mm-hmm. it. And it has a better camera.
Yep. It's thinner.
Thinner.
They made a metal back.
And lighter.
And it's lighter. And so we got the black ones. I got up Friday morning roughly around 3, right before 3 o'clock.
I was sleeping.
Which was fine. I mean, I got up 2 minutes before the alarm went off and was able to catch it so it wouldn't go off. So I got up, took me about 30 minutes to order. Finished everything up about 28 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of crazy. You know, website wasn't working right. And, you know, a lot of people had gotten up and they sold out. Apple's pre-order sold out within an hour. We were told, but for sure, I mean, that was the largest amount of phones that they sold pre-order wise in ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, I mean, Apple's still going to go strong. There's so many Apple haters that have tons at my work and there's like, it's a horrible phone. It's terrible. I'm like, I enjoy it a lot. So it's not that horrible for me.
You're brainwashed into Apple. They tell you that you need this phone and you believe you need the phone.
It's like, no, I don't need it. But
you believe the propaganda given to you by this evil corporation named Apple. And you're brainwashed and you're not smart enough to get an Android phone and be able to root it and do what you want to do. It just takes a little work. And why should you enjoy your phone? Okay.
All right. Apparently, you've heard a lot of this. All right. So, we're getting it, and I'm going to sell my iPhone 4, probably either to Amazon or Glide. Probably Glide. I took a slight pay cut because they took a chunk out for themselves. But with Amazon, you get a gift card.
Right.
So, or not even a gift card. It's loaded to your account. So it's not like you can sell the gift card to somebody for cash.
Oh, yeah. That goes to your account.
Yeah.
That
is right. So I will be selling it and getting a little bit of my money back.
Man, you should totally sign the back of it and sell it on eBay.
Yeah. That'll make it sell for less.
That's what Scott Johnson does.
That's because Scott Johnson is more well known than I am. Scott Johnson has a Wikipedia page. Do I have a Wikipedia page? No.
You should get Scott Johnson to sign the back of it and then sell it.
And that would require me shipping it to him. Him out of his busy schedule, making time to sign it, and shipping it back to me. Why man, you're such a making pessimist. Up impossible things.
And also, from the announcement, Apple failed to mention that Ping is going away.
Of course. I mean, it's not a downer. It's more of a ha ha, you all are stupid moment, and they didn't want that. Ping never took off. I joined Ping, but I see when people buy stuff, but it's not something I'm like watching for.
Well, I guess I use Ping.
They like when.
Did you notice that I use Ping?
No.
I think I use Ping more than anybody.
More than anybody in the entire world,
including Lady Gaga.
Oh God. So I mean, meh. I'm not sad about going away. I'm sure they can focus their efforts on more important things.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're excited about our phones. They come in on Friday, hopefully. That's the day. But they're preparing to be shipped. We haven't got the email yet saying that they are being shipped. Also, in the weekend wrap-up, I told you about my new stereo that I put in Black Lightning. And that stereo is a Pioneer DEH-1300MP.
All I heard was wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
Okay. And... And, I mean, it's just a nice radio. I'm very excited about it, and I have the speakers on the way. But, so that we can listen to some music. And then, speaking of music.
Media.
Now we can go into media.
Yeah, that was flimsy, but we'll go with that. So we're into media.
And guess what we did?
We watched our movie by chance. That's 2 weeks in a row.
What?
Watch Rainbow Bright. Now let's talk about Rainbow Bright.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I loved Rainbow Bright. I had Rainbow Bright. I had Rainbow Bright's horse. I had Rainbow Bright's little twink. I watched Rainbow Bright.
Right.
It was awesome. So, when we pulled this movie last week, I was like, yay, Rainbow Bright.
It's going to bring back the memories.
Jay surprised me and started it up on Saturday night. And as I was watching, I was like, this movie is horrible.
We got to save the rainbow.
And everybody is yelling. They yell when they talk. It's okay. We're here to save you. I'm like, why are they yelling?
Good morning, everybody. I just woke up. I'm so sleepy.
But I did get to see a horse, and the art on the horse was beautifully done.
His animation.
Rainbow Bright has a little scrunch face.
And his animations?
Good.
We're good.
I liked the horse. Whoa. There was a lot of potholes, but you know, it's Rainbow Bright and the Star Stealer. I mean, what do we expect?
Right.
But it was a bad movie. We gave it 2 out of 5. And that was being generous because of my memories of Rainbow Bright.
Yeah, so. and they were yelling a whole lot.
But I still love Rainbow Bright. My childhood memories are intact.
Yeah.
But my adult memories pretty much hate her.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to be rolling for some movies today. And let's see what we're going to get. What do you think she's going to get? What do you think Renee is going to get? For the movie, 153 is going to be Shadow Boxer.
What's that about?
A nasty crime lord hires Rose and Mikey, assassins, partner for long time and long time lovers, to off his spouse Vicky, but Rose learn Vicky's with child.
What?
Starring Cuba Gooding Jr.
Ooh.
And Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren.
Mirren.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Cuba
Gooding Jr. with a gun. That's hilarious.
He doesn't usually play that kind of bad kind of person. But
I think he may be the person that's the assassin.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to watch it. We're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to watch it. I'm excited about it.
So, as everybody knows, it is new show season.
It's
September when all the new shows come in, they get cut pretty fast. But we have decided, we have looked through the new ones and decided to give 6 of them a chance. 6 of them.
Where are the 6?
Okay. Arrow, but that's not starting until October. This is a Green Arrow series. It's comic book, so you know I gotta give it a try, right?
Okay.
Even if it's DC, I still gotta give it a try. Ben and Kate, Last Resort, The Mindy Project, which has Mindy something or other from The Office.
Right.
The New Normal, and Revolution, which is a post-apocalyptic drama.
And people were talking about how they're worried about, like, there's something scary about Revolution, I guess.
Scary,
How does the world get to where it's at or something like that?
Well, I saw in the promos, it was like the world went dark in 8 minutes or something like that.
Oh, it's going to be so scary.
So we'll keep you all abreast and we'll see which ones bite the dust of the six we chose. There are like 24 or 25 new ones, but
right.
And this is just the major networks. This is not any cable channels.
Yep.
So
what?
I shit you not.
Yes.
We have come to I shit you not in our lineup, and it is Green Man Gaming.
Yep.
Now, normally we like Green Man Gaming.
Yep.
We said we weren't going to buy Borderlands, but apparently we are.
Right.
And Jay went through Green Man Gaming, bought his just fine.
Well, no.
Oh, you had problems?
It took me 2 tries to buy it.
It took Jay 2 tries to buy it. And then I go to buy it. I can't buy it at all. The website slows to a crawl. It took like 7 minutes to even get to the checkout. And then it failed out for some error, and they got to do the administrator, and then cannot complete order, contact your financial institution. And yeah, and they put out a post saying, yeah, we're having problems. Please, you know, be patient and yada, yada, yada.
And somebody will get back with you in a day or two.
So, Jay has his copy. I do not have mine.
Right.
So he's going to be playing Borderlands and I am not.
That's not how it's going to be. But I will say that I am kind of irked with Green Man Gaming. It's like, how are you going to run a business? And
I mean, and I tried at least 10 times to pay. At least. I've never seen a website so reluctant to take my money.
Yeah.
Just gotta
say. And it's like, and they say because their name is Green Man Gaming, they're being confused by bank institutions in the U.S., as if they are a gambling site or something.
Okay. Right. Lots of other places have gaming in their name and they're fine. So.
Right. So, you know.
So hopefully we're going to try it after the show. Yep. Maybe their issues have cleared up.
And if not, we'll be getting it from, Steam.
That's extra money.
I'm quite irked with them. And the Green Man one activates on Steam, so it's just kind of, I'm really irked a lot.
So let's get from being irked to talking about some games.
Yep. So on Friday, there was an announcement. If you listen to me and Jason and Mr. Spider talking on Grumpy Old Man After Dark, we were talking about Black Mesa, which is a remake of Half-Life Episode 1 or Half-Life the first one. That was reskinned, sound was redone and everything. That was done for, you know, for free. The guys at, I'm not sure if it was Valve, but it was just the community that they, redid Black Mesa. And, it came out Friday, finally, and it was free. So we downloaded it and, we got it installed, and Renee actually got to play some a lot.
I did. Like, and Jay asked me, would you play Half-Life 1 with the original graphics? I had to say nope. So I was excited. So I started playing, and it's really, really fun.
Yeah.
And I like Gordon Freeman.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the where, you know, Jason was saying that they think that, you know, Walt from Breaking Bad would make an excellent Gordon Freeman.
He can't talk, though. So,
what do you mean he can't talk?
Gordon Freeman doesn't talk.
Well, they'll probably make him talk in the movie.
I guess so.
You know how they do it in the movie.
Yeah, no, they just make it up.
Right.
So, yeah, so I had a lot of fun playing Black Mesa. I played about an hour or two. It was really enjoyable. And we also purchased copies of Alice, the sequel, because it was on sale.
Yep.
So for $5, we got Alice. And I don't know when I'll start playing that, but it's there. And World of Warcraft put out their big patch, 5 point something or other. This is the one that everybody's talents are reset, and you can do pet battles and a whole bunch of other stuff. And so I logged in. I got Ice Floss set up. Finally realized how she plays. She plays different. It's about dots and having and keeping dots up more than having a whole bunch of buttons that do instantaneous damage, which is fine because I'm still using daggers. I love daggers.
Right.
And, so, yeah.
And I haven't really done a lot in WoW because it's kind of like I'm not going to play cowboy, I don't think.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I am dutifully doing my... Argent tournament dailies. I still don't have like even half of what I need from there, and I'm still doing my Tolbarad dailies, and I'll be doing those for a long time, but that's okay.
Yep,
eventually they'll get done. So I'm still loving World of Warcraft, and Mr. Pandaria comes out in 2 weeks.
And I have to say, you know, to our listeners that play Star Wars or you play the other MMOs, it's fine. And if you have that itch that you want to come back to WoW, it's okay to have that feeling. And it's okay if you want to come back and play. I mean, we are a multi-MMO family, multi-game family here. And we really believe that it's okay to play other games.
Then, it is okay. You can play as many games as you want to.
Yeah, so you have those that, like, you know, I play Star Wars, that's all I'm going to play. Or I play Guild Wars, that's all I'm going to play. And, you know, you look down your nose at other people that may... still have fun, and there are people that look down their nose at WoW players. We're all gamers at heart, and we really enjoy it. We enjoy the art, and, you know, just have fun.
Yeah, definitely have fun. And it's a perfect time to get back in because the expansion event starts today.
Yep.
So it's the Fall of Theramore, and you get to play with two of your friends. It's two of your friends, and you go through and you do the stories, and I don't know if you fight anything or not.
I'm not, okay.
I will find that out.
I guess I have to figure out how to play cowboy.
The event's going on for a week, so I don't think it takes a week to complete.
So it's probably like the events that you go in and you have to just go through the whole...
I think so.
Story on rails type
deal.
Yeah,
and they said at the end, you'll see what Theramore looks like, you know, the fall of it and everything. Oh. But it won't be like that in MOP until a future patch. So when you go into MOP, Theramore will still be whole until the patch. But you can see what it's going to look like.
Okay.
So World of Warcraft, I'm still going strong, and I'll be going strong for a long time. I love that game.
Yep. And then while I was looking at stereos at Best Buy,
I went to the, it was earlier in the morning, so there weren't a lot of people there. So I went to the PS3 exhibit that they had. Makes it like it's a museum. The PS3 setup, and they had Brave. And it wasn't even a demo. It was a full game. So I started playing, and it's, all right, I played on medium, and it was super easy, even on medium. So I think it's for the younger set. It's a Disney game, but
you can just be an awesome gamer.
Maybe that, but it's fun. It has like you cut down flowers and trunks of trees and stuff to get coins. So that makes you want to do coins. You aim your bow by using the right thumb stick,
mm-hmm.
and whatever way you flick it, that's where you shoot. The voice acting is wonderful. I think they use the same people from the movie. So I loved the Scottish accents. That was great. Graphics were okay. Merida looked kind of weird. But her mom as the bear was awesome. I like animals, so that was pretty cool. So
that's cool.
I actually had fun, which is weird. I didn't think I would have fun playing Brave. But it'd be good for kids. If your son or daughter liked Brave, go try it out.
Yep. And then I found a cool website. I don't even know how I stumbled across this, but I've been trying to find some great hip hop music. And I happened to stumble across a website called theillestfemalerappers.blogspot.com. And they had some awesome, I know how I came across it. But they have some awesome, what do they call them?
Independent
female rappers. And they're called FemMCs is what they call them. And they are amazing. So if you've been looking for some great rap music, you know, with some female rappers that can hang with like Nas and Jay-Z and kind of just take you back, and not talking about, you know, nonsense, not just Nicki Minaj stuff. I mean, but go check out the illest female rappers.
Yeah. I mean, and they had me bobbing my head and really liking it. So, yeah, check it out. It's, I mean, we're tired of seeing female rappers who I consider not good. I mean,
well, I'm just rappers in general.
Yeah. I miss Queen Latifah. I miss Moni Love. Right. I miss, you know, they had good rappers. MC Light. Yeah. You know, so, but hopefully it'll be a turnaround and maybe some good rappers will get popular again, hopefully.
Definitely. And with that, let's head on to a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
We went back to an oldie but goodie.
Yep.
Chicken tortilla soup. And I think we made this before we even did the podcast. Did we?
No, it was December that we made this.
Oh, okay. So chicken tortilla soup, it's really, really good. So we decided to make a double batch. We went to the store, got everything, came back. I only got one can of enchilada sauce. I was like, grr. Mm-hmm. So Jay was sweet and said he would go get it for me.
Right, right.
So I continued to make everything. I mashed the tomatoes in the bottom, put everything in. By the time I got the last ingredient in, it was like almost overflowing. And Jay came back and he was like, whoa.
Well, no. We
still had to put the enchilada.
Well, I said I should have called you because when I was driving to the store, I remember the first time I made it, I was like, I should have told Renee to put in the water last.
And, well, if you put in the water last, it still would have been too much.
Well, I mean, you could have. What I'm saying is, you would have waited to put the water in. You see what I'm saying?
So but you got everything. Still would have went over.
No, it wouldn't have. Probably
if
not.
If I put the amount of water it called for.
You wouldn't have put the same amount of water in there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was trying. I was following the recipe, you know?
Right, right. So at the end, instead of putting in the amount of water you need, you put in enough so it doesn't overflow.
So what we had to do, we just ladled out enough so that it wouldn't overflow, and we have it in a pot, and we'll have to simmer it over the stove for a few hours to make it have the same taste. So
right, right.
But we have tons of soups, and we had it today, and it was awesome.
Yep, it was totally awesome.
We had it with ham, because, you know, I love ham.
All right. And then, so on our weight loss update, this past week, I lost 1.6 pounds. And Renee, you lost how many?
3.
So that's a total for 4.6 pounds. And the grand total for our team, Valentine is 66.4 pounds. This is after 11 weeks.
Yep. This is the 11th week. We're doing pretty well, if I say so myself.
Yep. So I'm pretty excited. I had one of the directors at my job, he actually interofficed me a package, and it had a t-shirt in it that said, like, walking helps your brain or something like that. And he had put a card in there because at work they had a 100 step dash or 100 mile dash or something like that. And he participated, and he put a note in there saying that I had inspired him with, Renee's Not Story, that, you know, we've been kind of taking hold of our health and eating better, watching our calories and whatnot. And just, you know, this was like almost 2 months ago. Yeah. And I had totally forgot about it. And it was a nice card in there that kind of made me tear up a little bit. And I was excited. And it was something to be proud of. So I hung the card up in my cubicle and brought the shirt home. The shirt is a 2X, which is awesome.
Which is awesome. I love that he sent you a 2X. Yeah. He's like, look, you're going to fit into this 2X shirt. Right. So, I don't care how big you are now.
So I'm excited. But he offered me his jeans that are getting too big for him right now.
Really?
Yeah. He's a small guy. I mean, he's smaller than your mom. So I was like, I don't know if they'd be long enough, Owen.
That's awesome. But yeah, so we're doing well, and this is easy. I mean, and I'm the laziest person in the world, and this is easy if you're the type of person who likes to count calories. If you hate to count it, you'll hate this.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
So keep it going, Team Valentine.
All right.
Valentine's.
and ends.
Thanks, Johnny. All right, we're in the odds and ends and everything. So, luckily, some good news. There was no deaths.
No, yeah, no major deaths that I knew of.
That we knew of.
Nobody died this week.
I wonder what that would be like if no one died for 1 week.
People would think the world was coming to an end. Can you imagine if no one in the world died for 1 week? People would think something was wrong.
It'd be crazy.
It'd be nuts. But so we do have some birthdays, though. Things to celebrate.
Yep.
We have Shanna's birthday's on Tuesday. One of our really good friends.
Yep.
One of our longtime WoW friends.
Yep. Happy birthday, Shanna.
Glenn, a.k.a. Morton's birthday, is also on Tuesday.
What?
Happy birthday, Morton.
Happy birthday, Morton.
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 And our dear, dear friend, Strumpet's birthday is on Thursday.
Aww,
we love Strumpet.
Strumpet.
And we hope you have a wonderful day filled with wine and relaxation and gaming and all the stuff that you love. And good food, because she loves good food. She's a food connoisseur. She likes to make nice things.
So. Okay, so I won't touch it.
Oh, what was that, Strumpet? Are you here? are you? I may get smacked for that one, because that was kind of loud. But yeah, she just likes to say.
Okay, so I won't touch it.
What? And then after she says that, Renee goes, "What?
What?" So, so happy birthday to all the birthdays and to the birthdays that we missed. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody. Man, that's a show.
That's a show.
Holy crap. I didn't even start the music. I probably could have started the music.
You probably could have.
A long time ago.
While you're starting the music, I'm going to send you a link of Kourtney Kardashian pushing her baby out. Boom.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why serious. Why did she want a picture of...
Because it was on E! Because it was with the Kardashian, because she has that show. So they have her giving birth on camera. Jay's like, this is...
I mean, I've seen that plenty of times before.
I know, but...
Jesus, really?
Yeah. I don't know why they went that far, but they did. I mean, the baby is coming out of her vagina as they film. It's weird. But if you want to contact us and tell us about other crazy famous people doing nutty stuff, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278.
And if you want to see our video, if you want to see my reaction when Renee gave me that link to Kourtney Kardashian brings birthing exploitation to new heights with soon-to-be copyrighted vagina pulling, you can see that at youtube.com/ValentineCast. If you like to tweet us, you can tweet me at the cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow, T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. Thank you, Pretty Lights, for our outro music.
Outlaw
music. It's If I Gave You My Love. You can find those guys and gals at prettylightsmusic.com. And you know what? Two-man game, green man game, and I'm really, really irked with you. I just want to give you...
Yeah, you get $2. You get $2.
That's all you get from me, because I'm really, really, really...
Really pissed off. Really, really,
really. I'm not really pissed off, but...
You're really annoyed.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
okay, so I won't touch it.
Yeah, you get $2. You get $2.